And here we are back, Getaway Friday, Valentine's Day 2020, 2/14/20. 12 minutes past the hour, coming up on 13 minutes. Scott Spears along with you for another hour this morning. Joined in studio by Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker. Don't forget, Charlie Evers comes on right after this show this morning. He's got a lot of great giveaways. Smoothie King, Panda Express, Jimmy John's, Arby's, the whole bit. So listen to Charlie today from 10 until noon, and then maybe you can take somebody tonight out for Valentine's Day to Arby's or Panda Express, or we'll come back to this in just a second. Oh, Charlie, how are you? We're going to follow this show this morning. And then I'll be back on with Charlie this afternoon from 12 until 1, and we will have the Valentine's Day edition of the Exchange Club. Charlie and I talking about Valentine's Day, kind of like we're doing here with this hour. All right, so what's wrong with taking a girl to, or a guy, whatever, to Arby's or Panda Express for Valentine's Day? Earlier on, you said it didn't matter. It's just
it
sit
doesn't.
At home.
It's
and
nice. I was just like, it was just sounded funny. If you want to go to Arby's or...
It's on us today. If you want to go to Arby's or you want to go to Smoothie King or you want to go to Panda Express or Jimmy John's, we're going to send you there for Valentine's Day.
I mean, how about someplace local?
They are local, aren't all those places
started.
Local?
No, local. Not like
they're all local.
No, they're not. They are chain restaurants.
But they're in this town. You don't
they're
have to drive.
No, but they're not a privately small owner business. You just got the small restaurant.
Here, let's try this.
I agree with
that. Let's try this hour. I'll say something, and then you don't disagree. We'll have no disagreement from that side of the table. I'll say something, and there'll be no disagreement.
But
well,
that's
everywhere
not entertaining. You just named is not a locally owned business.
But it's a local business.
But it's not
small. Not locally. You didn't say locally owned. You said a local business. They are local
like
businesses.
Smoothie King, how about Main Squeeze? Let's send them to Main Squeeze.
Well, whatever.
For a smoothie.
What, if Main Squeeze gives me
great.
Something to give away, I will give it away.
Well, the owners are great and they do a great job.
What, give me something. I can't help the chains give me the things. I give what I get. I get what I give.
Do you ask for them or they just give them, drop them?
I did, somebody recruited these. I don't know who did
so
that.
So someone recruited them.
Yeah.
Why don't they go to the local places?
Right.
Well, I'm sure they do. I take anything. Listen, local places, if you want me to give something away, just send it on over and I'll give it away.
I'll be sending them on over.
You'll be sending it. Well, we already talked about that. We're going to have a thing coming up here in,
right.
in March.
When are we doing this? Do we decide? March? Something?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. It's the 27th, the 28th, or 29th.
Oh, the leap day. Leap day, and that's a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to wait till Saturday, though.
But you want to be open on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, tell people what we're talking about because they have no idea.
Stewart's Root Beer.
You own Stewart's Root Beer.
Yes.
The Marion tradition for how many years?
This is our 95.
So it's going to be
95 years.
So it's going to be opening.
We're looking at February 27th or 28th, most likely.
Perfect. And Abby and I have already decided we're going to come support. So we will be having dinner
we
again sometime
there.
Soon.
Yes, you're buying this time.
Well, I don't know because
I'll buy.
Are you going to get up and leave like that again, like you did
probably,
last night?
Probably.
Holy moly!
I will buy your dinner. Bad. You guys can get whatever your little heart desires.
We're going to go, Scott. We're going to be ready to work for Michelle if she needs.
Oh, don't get it
in.
Wrong. I need people. A lot of times when they show up that I know you, you jump in to wash some mugs if we're really busy.
I worked in a restaurant for 7 years. I would do that.
Yeah. I've never worked in a restaurant.
I did.
Never. I know. Everybody's like, you have to work in a restaurant. I've never done it.
7 years at Perkins. I can put on an apron and wash a mug.
That's right.
I can take orders. I can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? You come to the Stewart's and there I am. I know I just said the Stewart's.
The Stewart's like the
You come to Stewart's Root Beer and there I am behind the counter taking orders.
It would be.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's
well, it
go.
Could, it well, could happen opening night.
It's pretty crazy opening night.
I'm excited for it.
I am too.
My brain hurts after the first 2 days. Like, I'm done.
So what are you going to have that first night?
What am I going to have? Maybe a
because
cheese
after
ham?
Last night, I know you're a big eater.
She's going to have a cheese ham.
I may have a cheese ham.
She's going to have a cheese ham. Okay.
Or shredded chicken, because that's usually
shredded
good.
Chicken is good.
Or shredded chicken is good.
I'm leaning,
good.
I'm leaning towards shredded chicken.
But curly
night.
Fries for sure.
Curly
do
fries.
Do you have onion rings?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Then that's
Those
my,
are
there
big,
we go.
Really? You're not going to go with the curly fries?
I like the onion rings.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
So onion rings and a shredded chicken sandwich.
They're the big onion rings.
That's what you're going for?
I think so.
Okay.
And a root beer.
I'm not going to eat anything because I'm not going to have time to eat.
No, we're just coming for support.
Thank you.
And also, if you need something, we'll jump right in.
Right. You got to support the local businesses.
Got to support the local businesses.
We will be there.
And then stay tuned, and maybe we'll have some giveaways from local business.
That's right.
As that time approaches. Very soon now, within 15 days. So that'll be a lot of fun. Stewart Tribute. Well, you know, and people should go there, and because it is a tradition. You see that orange building, and it's just, it sticks right out there. It's a whole thing.
It is. That's one of the requirements. The building has to be orange. So if anybody ever wondered why our building is orange, it's because we have to have the root beer and have the building orange.
Well, the orange sticks out. It's a way
to
go.
I like the orange. It's happy.
Yeah, it is when you pull over there.
Color. It wouldn't look right any other color.
No, it would look weird.
I've never been inside, though. So going inside that night will be like a whole thing.
Yeah, people don't know that they can come inside.
We're going to go inside. And sit on a whatever if they're available.
That's what we're going to do.
Four little bar stools.
Right. But during this busy time, there might not be. So do we need to bring folding chairs
or
something?
What time does it open? So, like, if we come for...
We open at 11 a.m.
Oh, we can't get there then.
No, we can't get there then. So we'll have to go...
We'll go right after
yeah,
work.
Yeah. So, like, 5, 6 o'clock.
When everybody else will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. I like people.
Well, if we go... Oh, if it's on a Friday, though, we'll be done at 4. That'd probably be a good earlier
and
time to go.
It'll probably be somewhere in that neighborhood, right?
We will be very... We're busy. The first 2 days is just insane. Like, we're always 30 tickets.
Well, that's going to be exciting. I look forward
to
that whole
thing. It's very exciting. I call it the most wonderful time of the year. I like it. I miss being there.
Let's go to the phones on this Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Valentine's Day, Scott.
Well, happy Valentine's.
I just wanted to say that my daughter, her first job was at the root beer stand, and she was a cook.
Oh, really?
And that was 1990.
1990, she was at the root beer. Did she enjoy her time there?
Her very, very first job. She liked it. It was a summer job.
So will you be heading over to the root beer stand when it opens this year?
I love the root beer stand.
Beautiful. Well, hey, thanks.
Yes, I will be.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's sweet. People don't know this about me. I mean, Stewart's was my first job, too.
And what year was that?
1996. I've been at Stewart's since.
1996.
Just took a really expensive detour to college for a while.
I can see that.
But went back.
But you went back and you did what needed to be done.
I've been around there for a while.
You've been around the block.
And you know what I need to do? We used to have coleslaw. I should take a poll to see if people want me to bring the coleslaw back because I've been thinking about it. They like to put it on their conies. That's not a Kentucky thing, Scott. It's a West Virginia thing.
No, but did you know Coney... Why would Coney be a Kentucky thing? Coney
not
wouldn't
conies.
Be.
I think the coleslaw on them.
Oh, the coleslaw?
The coney. They like the coleslaw on their conies.
No, but root beer, that's a Kentucky thing.
I don't say root beer. Nobody says that.
Well, people from Kentucky do.
No. Stewart's used to only have like root beer and popcorn, and they made it extra salty, so people would order
buy
more
root beer. Yep. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yep. It's a good marketing tool right there. You can't go wrong with that. So that will be a big thing coming up in just a couple weeks. The opening of Stewart's Root Beer, Beck and Marion. And what's good for dessert?
What's
might get
good
a dessert
for
that day.
Dessert. I mean, we are, I'm not going to lie, we're limited on dessert a little bit. I mean, you have the root beer floats. We do hand-dipped ice cream. We don't do soft serve. So we have all types of sundaes. The milkshakes are really good. And then starting May 1st, we always have strawberry pie.
There you go.
That sounds good.
The strawberry pie, I mean, it's real strawberries. I cut strawberries on the regular about a million
good.
Times a week. And that's through July 15th. But funnel fries. We have funnel fries. That's good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And like I always say, throw a scoop of ice cream with those funnel fries. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
You can get creative. We always aim to please.
We're going to have a fun time here coming up at the end of the month at the root beer stand, Stewart's Root Beer. A long time tradition here in Marion. Now back to the Valentine's Day topics. This is interesting because it kind of goes again with what we're talking about. Does anybody watch The Bachelor?
No,
I've never.
It's been. I used to watch it, but it's been lots of seasons.
Well,
since.
Apparently there was job shaming on there this year. Hmm. One of the because they're trying to date the guy or marry the guy or something like that, and one of the contestants job shamed the other contestant, and that was her way to put the other contestant down to the guy who she wants to date.
Oh.
Now, is there such a thing as job shaming?
Yes.
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah,
so
sure.
What would be a job you would job shame and one you wouldn't?
I wouldn't job shame.
No, but what would be a job that is job shamed? Like you're working at Taco Bell? Would you shame that? I don't understand.
No, but I can give an example. So, you know, I work with kids every day, all day, at both jobs. But when we have some people hear it, they're like, they just babysit kids all day. Anyone who has ever worked with anything that I do, no, we don't. And it's said in a very negative way. Like, oh, you guys just babysit kids all day.
Watching kids is hard.
Come and try it. You know, wow. We have a lot
Why
of them.
Why would you job shame that?
Well, you know, they don't make very much money. They're paid very little for a ton of work,
so it's
a ton
money?
Of hard work. I think a lot of times it probably is to some people.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's true, though, because I think one of the biggest jobs that shame that you always hear of is mechanics and plumbers. But mechanics and plumbers tend to make a lot of money, but yet those jobs are shamed.
You know, a lot of people, well, one, they're getting their hands dirty. So when they come in, say, to lunch, a lot of people, I know this, I'm not naming names, but just I've been in the restaurant business where I will see reactions of workers that are coming in and people will be like, oh, they're dirty. And I'm
right,
like, yeah, because
right.
they're working. Mm-hmm. This isn't their normal
right.
look. Like, my husband works construction. He doesn't, like, if he's on a roof, if he goes to lunch, he's dirty when he goes to lunch.
A garbage collector is job-shamed. And yet these are very high-paying jobs that if we did not have these people, we would all be up the river. If somebody didn't come get your garbage,
sure.
if somebody couldn't unplug your drains, you'd be in big trouble. But yet they're job-shamed more than jobs that pay less money, but are more, like a banker would never be job shamed, even though that's not a high paying job.
Right. I mean, firefighters don't start out making a lot of money either.
Right.
It's definitely.
I was shocked at that recently.
Yeah.
At the numbers.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Correct. Me too.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that. Okay. moving in the opposite direction.
But no, I agree. People do. Definitely, like McDonald's. If you work at McDonald's,
people—that's probably the number one job shaming job.
Like,
you know, what do you do? Work at McDonald's?
Exactly. Oh, you want fries with that?
But yet, people at McDonald's do make more money than if you work. I bet our sponsors, I'm sure, do very well. But other chain restaurants don't pay. I bet you somebody working at McDonald's makes the same as a teller that's starting out in a bank.
Yes.
I know kids, like, they say they make about nine.
Well, that might be more than a teller mm-hmm. starting out
yeah.
in a bank.
It's more than minimum wage.
But you would never job shame a teller, but you would job shame a McDonald's employee.
Yeah, and being a teller's hard, too. I've been that. I've done that.
So have I. But the McDonald's job, I bet, is much harder, much quicker paced, much more difficult.
Yeah, mm-hmm. anything so, with food and customer service.
Right, so why are we job shaming people who are basically, I guess, what do they call those? It's the people who work with their hands. That's the, because of, they would not put, like clerical is one thing, but they call service industry. That's what mm-hmm. it is. Why do we job shame the service industry?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I wouldn't. If you're working and making a living, I'm right behind you. I mean, I don't think there's any room for shaming anyone that's trying to make an honest living, no matter what they're doing.
Well, you know, maybe, but you don't job shame kids that have a restaurant job.
Oh no, because you
because
figure they're starting
the
out.
That's the
right.
norm. They're starting
right.
out, so that's why people are job shamed for having a restaurant job when they're say 40. Because you're expected to be in an office by now. Why? Why? I don't want to work in an office.
No, I wouldn't want to spend my life in an office.
Me either. Like, I don't want to do that. That's horrible. But we need all these people to work, or we're not going to go to McDonald's to eat. Yeah.
Right.
Well, exactly. And this is a big subject that we brought up a long time ago, but boy, it's really apt today because people might be listening as they're going to work today, as they're going to their jobs today, and they are getting ready for a big Valentine's Day tonight. What do you get the person? And it is the girl, because the guy really does not get anything on Valentine's Day. So what do you get the girl who you like tonight? Also, not just, because I want to back off of this for a second, not just more babies will be conceived today than any other day this year. It's also more proposals will happen today. I believe more marriages happen today.
I know someone getting married.
Yeah, than any other day this year. So it's a lot of things. So what do you do for Valentine's Day, what's a good gift for the girl? Because it is for the girl.
For the girl.
I don't.
Florist. Today's the florist's busiest day of the year.
Definitely.
Yep.
I would say.
So, what do you get? What would you like for Valentine's Day?
So, I can tell you what I got. I did get.
You already got it.
I got, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Something. So, he got me a gift card to Pinzone so I can go get my hair done, my nails done, get a massage, get a pedicure. Just me time.
Good gift.
Which is great.
All right. What is a good Valentine's Day gift?
I really don't know.
Have you got your gift yet?
No. We don't normally buy each other Valentine's Day gifts.
Well, that happens.
Normally.
You know. But I'm just saying, what would you like if you were getting a gift?
Oh, I don't know. Anything. I'm pretty easy to please. So, like, I'd be happy. Like, I got a coffee. Abby brought me a coffee. It's great. I love getting a coffee.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Like, I don't need a gift.
So, no. Now, wait a second, though, because you at one point got a lot of flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of flowers on Valentine's Day before.
Did it mean anything?
I mean, it was nice. Yeah. It's always nice if someone's thinking of you. I mean,
but is it important on this day?
No, I would like, I mean, you know, girls always say, I don't want flowers. But if you get flowers, I mean, you're,
of course, they're nice.
Nice to get, definitely.
Why do they have to be delivered, though? Why can't you just get somebody flowers and take them to them?
You can.
I think you can. I don't think they'd be delivered.
I think delivery is preferred.
I don't know if I agree with that. I would love to see the person standing there with a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, but you know, that's funny though, because I think a lot of people like to sit them on their desk who do work in offices and say, hey, look at my flowers and look at this thing and blah, 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 blah.
Bill used to always just go Kroger and buy me a bouquet and bring them home a lot. And that was fine. I love having flowers at the house. They make everything happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like one little bouquet.
Do you think most men know their girlfriend, wife, fiance's favorite flower?
No.
Right. That's interesting.
Probably not, no. No. The go-to is always roses. Pink roses, red roses,
but a lot of people don't like roses.
I usually get, honestly, I know my husband, I don't think he's ever bought me roses. It's usually like a mixed bouquet. I'm not a big rose fan. They die so fast. So I definitely like a mixed bouquet of flowers.
Well, it's interesting. I think, obviously, candy is good if you know the right type of candy, because there are a lot of heart-shaped boxes of candy out there. Flowers, obviously, can be... What?
Nothing. My 17-year-old's like, that's not true. All my girlfriends have given me amazing gifts.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So boys do like to get gifts.
They do.
Well, okay, what do you get a boy? You don't
candy,
get any flowers.
Like, I can tell you, any teenage boy loves snacks, candy,
Do they have to be the Valentine's ones, or can you just get, like, a normal box of whatever?
My son, like, they have this coconut water Bai. He would be delighted if someone bought him a case of Bai.
There you go.
You know, like, it doesn't have to be. But he likes, like, they've bought him little stuffed animals before, and I think he likes them. Like, it's just the sentiment.
So will you buy anything for anybody for Valentine's Day?
I did.
You did?
I did, but I did buy something.
Okay, good. Well,
nothing like real personal, though.
Okay. Well, did you buy anything for your person?
I have not yet, but I am today.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I have a great story about a Valentine's gift I got a few years back.
Go right ahead.
I was sitting in a restaurant with my husband on Valentine's Day, and he pulls out of his behind him this little beautiful silver box. I mean, it's foil. It's wrapped. It's gorgeous. It's about 8 inches wide and long. It's very thin, about 2 inches deep. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've got this beautiful lingerie. I can't wait to wear it. And I open it up, and it's a membership to AAA.
Oh, there you go.
That's thoughtful.
That's a great story.
It was, because I needed it. It wasn't what I wanted.
So it's okay. It's okay to be practical on Valentine's Day.
No, it's not.
Oh no, it's not. So that wouldn't be the good gift to go with.
It was a great gift. I needed it. Boy, I just will never forget that because I was so psyched. I thought I knew what it was, and it just went really the wrong way. So. Happy Valentine's Day to all.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Well, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, that's funny.
So you don't want to go practical on Valentine's Day.
Well, my
You just said you were going to be practical this Valentine's Day, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did. I don't know what I'm getting.
So not a lot of thought put into it is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's thought put into it. I just haven't had time to go get something.
Is this like Christmas, though, where you have to, if you get a gift, you got to give a gift?
No.
No, but I think I would like something, like, I would like to do, like, couples massages or something together. I think that's the point for, like, Valentine's Day.
Couples massages?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, us time, me time. Like, when else are you going to have that?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yes, sir. You know what my big deal on the Valentine's be doing is I'd take her to an auction and either take her to an auction or get her some WWE tickets.
There you go. Now that's a real Valentine's
Day.
Hey,
you know, buddy.
Hey.
That way you can get into it after you're done. And then it'd be like a free-for-all.
I like it. Well, you know what? That's an exciting Valentine's Day. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it sure would. Where else could you get into a big argument afterwards, you know? And, you know, sold on the ring.
And at this auction, are you taking her there to sell her? Is that what the idea is going on?
Well, that could be a possibility to the highest bidder, I guess.
To the highest bidder. Then everybody wins.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir.
Hey, there you go. WWE tickets are going to an auction.
I'd sell him at the auction for that.
Nothing says romance like that. Well, sometimes you got to do things together.
That's what I'm saying. You have to, like, make the time. For us, like, being busy all the time with our kids and things to do, it's important to find something that, like, a gift that you could do together.
I'd like a nice gift.
Yeah?
Yeah,
what,
I don't
What's your ideal gift? What do you want for Valentine's Day? McDonald's breakfast?
Yeah, that was good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Scott.
Yeah.
I think a nice gift is, a lot of times if you're just talking about something in general at some point and they listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
That you hadn't even brought that up lately, but what did I get? We were watching a movie last Christmas, and someone had on, and I don't want a robe, but they had a robe on, and I was like, oh, that is such a cute robe. And then for Christmas, I got...
You got that robe.
It looked almost like it was...
Beautiful.
Pretty much identical, and I only mentioned it briefly, like one time, and I got the robe.
Thoughtful.
So that's thoughtful.
That is thoughtful.
Right. Like, I bought... My husband a water pick for Christmas, but he flosses all the time. That's a thoughtful gift.
That's practical.
But it's thoughtful because he flosses all the time, and he loves it. He uses it every day.
You know what a popular one is, if you know the person likes it, and a lot of people usually do, is wine. A lot of people get a wine bottle for their significant other.
Yeah.
And that's how you get more babies on this day than any other day of the year.
Yeah.
Pop out the wine and
la-di-da. Do November babies. I don't know if that's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's not how it happened?
Maybe it is because I don't remember.
Exactly right. The whole thing's blacked out at this particular point. But, wine is a very popular one now.
It is. I don't drink wine, but...
Wine coolers. They can
no
bring you
way.
Wine.
It's those wine headaches.
Wine
killer.
Headache.
Vodka. You want a bottle of vodka?
Yes, please.
Well, a bottle of vodka and a little lemonade.
Flavored.
That
she
was
likes
good
raspberry,
last
raspberry.
Raspberry.
I don't know vodka. What those drink. What were they called last night?
It was like strawberry.
I think it was strawberry lemonade.
Vodka. I don't know what's that.
It no, it had a name.
Well, it was Tito's. It was like strawberry lemonade with Tito's vodka.
So if I say I had a what last night, what would you say?
I think it was like a strawberry lemonade carafe because it came in the thing for two. It was a special drink for two.
That's right. You and I shared this carafe, but you drank clearly like 70% of the carafe.
Oh, here.
And I was 30%
in. You were definitely not drinking heavily last night.
No.
It's just called Vodka Strawberry Lemonade. I just looked it up.
There you go.
That's a poor title.
That's what it says on Applebee's.
I know, Vodka Strawberry. It needs a catchy name.
The VSL.
There you go.
Well, it should have like some... It's definitely... It was their Valentine special, right? So it should be like a... Mm-hmm. A Valentine.
It's love at first sip.
Love at first sip.
I don't know. Did we feel that last night, Scott?
Love
at first sip. I felt the love.
There was a lot of love going on at that table last night. Holy.
Is that what drinking? Is that what a sip of drinking does to you, though? Like, makes you really more smart mouth?
You
or?
Know, well, at one. Oh, jeez. Your language last night, by the way, it goes crazy. Is that what happens
ear
every
muffs.
Time you drink?
Ear.
It
muffs.
Does. It does. Well, I mean, you know. Well, yes. Yes. I warned you. I said. And you really sent me over the edge a little bit, so I think it, like...
Now the truth comes
out.
No. Here it is.
I wasn't mad.
Come on, Abby. Let's tell the truth.
This is the truth.
Go ahead.
Were poking quite a bit last night.
But in a fun way. Jocular fashion.
Yeah. Okay. I was using colorful language at you in a really...
At
what
one
fashion
point,
was that? Jocular?
My favorite... That's a word. My favorite point... At the of that whole night last night was when you turned to me, because I had said something, you know, not as nice as probably
shocking.
It should have. I can't really tell you what my favorite part was because I can't use the language. But this would be my most G-rated part of last night. You turned to me at one point and you said, "This sounds like a breakup."
You did.
You said that, and because I had said something just mildly. You know,
I think I did. I said, "It's got to be breaking up."
It's got to be breaking up, because. But you see, you know, it's a joke, right?
Of course.
Okay, I don't think you do, but that's maybe it was the.
Yeah, I did know it was a joke. I mean, I know you're joking, but I can still
take it personal.
Bring out the colorful language.
You were using the most colorful of the colorful language last night. Like, your number one word last night was the bad word.
I can't help it.
I couldn't believe that you just were using that so freely when there was like a 3-year-old right behind you in the booth.
There was.
She was super cute.
Did you not see me slip earmuffs over the 3-year-old?
All I know is when that 3-year-old got home before
she kept getting all up in my grill last night, too.
That was my favorite part of last night, is when she would lean over and she would, like, get in your face, and you got so uncomfortable when she would do it, and it was hilarious.
Well, the first time it came out of nowhere, and it was cute. She was very cute.
The first time you looked shocked when she leaned over.
Well, because I don't need to be talking like that in front of a 3-year-old.
And yet she did.
You continued on.
On all levels.
But not even, I did not.
I couldn't hear them, what they were talking about, so I figured they couldn't hear her.
It's like I was shouting across the restaurant. We were having a conversation.
They weren't talking. They were listening to what she was saying.
Well, maybe.
Not even. We were having a conversation. It wasn't loud. Nobody could hear us. The place
was
loud to
begin
with.
You were a little loud.
I was not loud.
Your voice
was not loud.
You weren't that loud.
See?
Weren't that loud. She didn't say you weren't loud. She said you weren't that loud.
If she had gotten loud, I would have been like, hey.
Yeah, that wasn't even... We were having a normal conversation.
All I know is the language got a little colorful last night at the party.
There's nothing wrong with colorful language. I just don't use it. I used to use it really, like, a lot. And I just don't use it
I don't use it in my daily
anymore.
Life
but
because
I... tell you what,
I'm
when I'm working, yeah, there's a lot of...
Right.
Those colorful language comes out.
Well, you know, in public, I try not to do that because as soon as I say something like that, somebody will walk up.
Barb's
like,
there.
Yeah, like last night and say, oh, I follow you on Facebook. Hello, blah, 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 blah. And then I look like a real...
But nobody was paying attention
schlemiel.
To us. No one was paying attention to us.
Yeah, and now that I work, like my kids work at the restaurant, even though they're 14, 17, and the kids use worse language than I do, but I, like, that's just weird to me, like using colorful language in front of your children like that.
Not weird to you. No. Your kids know them, can spell them forwards and backwards, right?
Really?
Now, see, that was just a joke.
See?
Now she's going to storm out of here any moment.
She's going to take shots at my parenting.
No, that wasn't a shot. That was a parenting shot?
No.
No, that was a you shot. That was just directed at you. All right, 40 minutes past the hour here on Valentine's Day 2020. Does that mean anything? That's 2020? Does that make it anything important?
2020? No.
2020. Hey, that can make for a good card tonight.
My son graduates this year. I mean, that's about the 2020.
Because it's 2020, I see with perfect vision that you are beautiful. Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go.
There's a line.
Was that your Valentine?
Yeah, that was my Valentine right there. Huh. How about that?
There we go.
Might write a poem.
Did you write that yourself?
I did write that myself. That was just off the top of my head.
Wow.
I don't plan these things. All right. What's another subject today? Oh, here we go. Another call on Valentine's Day 2020. Go ahead, caller.
My God, Scott. Where was you guys at last night?
It was an undisclosed place. We really can't divulge the location, but it was interesting.
Oh, Lord. Sounds like you guys really lit the place up.
we tied one on last night.
I think I'd have maybe charged, sit there and charged admission to that show. I I'm sitting here just amazed at all the, at least you guys are truthful about it.
Well, for the most part.
I think this, what is it, a sailor or a sailor's voice or language or something there?
Oh, a sailor would have blushed last night the way she was talking.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it that bad?
Oh, my goodness, you have no idea.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's what happens when you give a lady a bottle there. You
uncork the top, huh?
Yeah, you sure do. It's just like Forrest Gump and his box of candy. You don't know what you're going to get.
Going for it. Hey, well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I did not realize this was something that happens to all. Well, you didn't drink last night, Michelle, so we don't know. If you had knocked back a few, would you have been colorful language as well?
I don't know. I have not drank in so long, I don't know. Maybe.
You had a sip of...
A tiny sip, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was interesting. It was an interesting night, to be sure.
It was fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
If I had drank 3 drinks, I wouldn't probably have made it to the radio station at 8 o'clock.
Now, do... But, well, I'm not going to say it because you'll get angry if I say that.
So say what?
You have puffy eyes this morning.
I said I did. When I came in, I said my eyes are puffy.
Alcohol does make you puffy.
It does make you puffy. Yeah.
Okay, so I had drinks last night.
Okay. It's fine. I'm not knocking you.
She drank.
You were drinking like a lady, Scott.
I had a nice little drink there, and it was fine.
Did he even finish it?
You were like a peer pressure. You were like a peer pressure person last night.
There was no peer pressure at all. You were just like,
because I started with a Diet Coke, and you were like, "Well, what's that?"
No, I said, "Are we not having drinks?" Is what I said. I said, "We're not having drinks."
Well, you'd already ordered yours,
right,
so we knew we were having drinks
care
at that point.
I didn't care.
And then when they brought a second one, you're like, "Come on, come on."
Well, when you described the holiday party, you said it's drinks and food, and Abby buys.
But I had to look at what drink I wanted. I mean, I don't have like a set drink like you.
Oh, well. It's what I like when I go there.
Okay.
And then we had the new one.
And then you had to pick your olives out and your, what was that other thing you picked out of there last time?
A lime.
Not a fan of limes. And then Michelle ate the olives.
I ate the olives. They were good.
They were drenched in alcohol, so you might have got a little buzz off of that.
It didn't taste like alcohol.
Don't forget the holiday edition, Valentine's Day edition of the Charlie Evers Show today is big because Charlie will be giving away Smoothie King tickets. Tickets to Arby's, tickets to Jimmy John's, tickets to Panda Express, and one ticket left for the 18th annual Lions Ridgedale event coming up this Saturday, tomorrow, the 15th. So you've got that. And we still have this Jags koozie. Dear Lord, help us get rid of the Jags koozie today. Give this as a Valentine's Day gift to your significant other. There you go.
Well, better have something in it.
Well, if...
Right.
Like...
A can of, I don't know.
Soda? Can of soda.
I was going to say beer, but...
Right.
Can of soda. Can of beer.
I was thinking strawberry
can
lemonade.
Can of beer for Valentine's Day. All right. What do we... Now, I wanted to bring this up because this is fascinating. There's an... I don't know if this is really true or not, but it was on the wire this morning, so we're going to go that it is true. There's a bill in the legislature in Alabama, which I'm sure will not pass, but think about this. That if you are a male... Because apparently they're having a problem in Alabama with a lot of people having kids. I didn't know this.
Imagine.
Yeah. So, in Alabama, here's the deal. If you're a male, if this would pass the legislature, I want to get the particulars of this. It's within 1 month of your 50th birthday or after the birth of your third child, you have to be able not to have children again. You have to have that surgery.
What?
That's in the legislature in Alabama right now. Those crazy Alabamians.
Seems okay. Fair.
Roll Tide down there in Alabama.
There's some people that should happen, like...
Right. Why are they... Alabama's
like
overpopulated? Is this what they're saying?
I guess that...
So they all have babies and stay?
Well, I think they're having too many kids, and obviously they're not able to take care of the kids financially, and the legislature is trying to fix this problem. This sounds like China, so it's not going to happen. We really can't limit the number of kids you have in this country, and I don't think you can force somebody into a surgery like that. But literally, somebody has put that in the legislature in Alabama. That from your 50th, you can't have any more kids after 50s. Now, I think that's a little early for the man, because the man can go on forever.
Yeah, but I don't think that's an early time to... I don't think a lot of men necessarily have kids after 50.
No, but that only makes you 68 at the high school graduation.
Only? Like, only
68?
That's grandparents' age.
Hey, listen, at this point, I have to say only 68, because... When I adopt my child, it's going to be, you know, I'm
You're not even 40 yet.
Right. So, yeah, I won't be 68.
Are you even 30 yet, Scott?
I'm not even 30, no.
I mean, wow. You're 28, right?
I'm 28, and I'm getting ready for my 10-year high school reunion this year, which right. I am not going to.
Why?
Because the first one, when we first graduated, was not fun.
Just like your five-year one you went to? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It wasn't fun?
It was not pleasant.
Why?
It was just not pleasant. Because people, like, held on to things for a long time. Nothing for me. It was just, I was just a spectator that night to what was going on. And it was like they were back in high school and people got really intoxicated. And then people decided when they were intoxicated, they were going to bring up things that happened many years earlier. And there actually was a fist fight that night between two girls. To where one of the girls got her face scratched.
Wow.
So I don't think I'll be going to those anymore. That's just too much fun. I'll wait till the 50th when everything has settled down.
But even at the 20-year, everyone should settle down. At like 38?
No.
Some people ever leave high school?
And I know what the grudge was. The grudge was that the... And these were not like... these were one... Oh, do I want to out her? She doesn't live here anymore. I can out her. I'm not going to say her name. But it was the class president homecoming queen who got into this tussle with this girl who is also a very, she was like a cheerleader and I think she was on the homecoming court. And they got into it, and it was all because in high school, the homecoming queen had done something to the brother of this girl. And she carried that for 10 years to where it actually came to blows at the reunion.
She was just waiting for a chance then.
Man, all those years to take a shot at somebody?
I went to my 20-year reunion.
I did too.
It was super low key.
Well, that was not fun. Do you think that would be a fun occasion that we all had to go watch that?
No, that wouldn't be fun at all.
And some people got so drunk that they were hitting on their girlfriends from years earlier.
So that's like you're like 23-ish.
Yeah, 23-ish.
That's still young. People can't handle it then.
Our 5-year was pretty. Was your guys at the warehouse?
It was at the warehouse, yeah. We were the same night. We had the same night. That's right. Yeah.
It was pretty.
I think ours was at the Harding Hotel. They had it catered and the whole bit.
That's fancy.
Ours was not fancy.
It
was a big catered affair.
It was when we saw the big patio outside.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
Well, it's because I think it's because our homecoming queen and our class president are the same person.
Right.
So she really goes out of her way to make a big deal of it. It was a two-night thing. You know, we had like, the first night was not bad. The first night was just hey, everybody's back in town. We're all getting together to see each other. But it was the Saturday night that everything just went way downhill.
You know, usually I always think those impromptu get-togethers are better. Like the first night, it was just, let's hang out. It was probably better than the second night.
But you know what was so weird? And when I walked in, I felt it too. Everybody does look at you because they haven't seen you in 10 years. And then when I sat down, we all did the same thing at the table that I was at. Oh, who is that? That's, look how they've changed. Oh, you know, you do that.
Why do these people look so old? Do I look like that?
But don't they see you on Facebook?
Well, now true. I think it's now, but not can. Then. They probably wouldn't have. Back that was
when
a little.
When I went to college, you went to college. You had no idea what so-and-so was doing.
And I wasn't going to go to that one, to be honest with you. And I had a cell phone, and I remember this was early cell phone days. I remember I was driving home from work, and I was at. It's weird you remember places you were. I was at the Wendy's on Delaware Avenue, driving home. It was like 9 o'clock at night, and the class. What is it? Salutatorian? Mm-hmm. Is it okay? They called me on the phone because I had said I wasn't going to come, and they said, "Oh no, you have to come." Now that could have just been to sell a ticket, but that's why I ended up going because I really wasn't going to go to that one because I'm not key. I don't like reunions. I don't like trying to do shows again that you've already done. I don't like trying to recreate things. I think once you do it, you did it to the best of your ability, and that's that. So. I don't like the idea of those. So that's the only reason I went the first time, and I was nonplussed at the end of the event.
So you went with a plus?
I thought it would be okay. I thought it would be fun to see some of those people, but it really wasn't.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because after that many years, you have nothing to talk about anymore.
Now it's just too easy to stay in touch with the people you want to stay in touch with.
Right. And basically what it was, if you ran into somebody you hadn't seen for a while, all basically it was, oh, what have you done for the last few years? and then they rattle off these things, means nothing to you. You're never going to see them again. They're going to go back to wherever they came from. It just, I don't understand reunions. I think that's trying to grasp on to a time that maybe was happy for you. Because I don't even know if people really do family reunions anymore. That used to be a big thing. I don't think that's as popular.
We do.
We don't.
I don't go to my family still does have a reunion, and I don't go to it. Because I think, why? I don't want to see these people during the year.
But we see people from, that's like out of state. So we don't get a chance to see them, so you make a time to see them.
Well, I'll just send them a card. That's all, I think. So what do you think about the Alabama story?
I think that's crazy.
It is kind of terrible.
But would it help control the population? Which I guess is what that story is all about.
Sound like
maybe Bob it seems Barker like a practical Barker. Idea.
Help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Yeah. Is that what it's coming to now?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't. That there's got to be a different way to go about that.
I don't know another way, but
I don't think you could stop it.
Right. Even if it's needed.
Are they saying people are having kids that like can't afford to have kids?
I don't know if that's. I don't think you could put that in the bill language, but like, I'm guessing
that
that's probably the catalyst. Yeah.
Funding for kids?
Yeah, I think that's probably the catalyst.
Limit that.
Right. Maybe you just need to cut it off. Like, if you have more than three kids, you're not getting assistance.
But how many of these people do you think are planning on these kids? Do you think they're sitting down with the girlfriend and going, hey, you know what? Let's get it. We'll try and we'll. That's not happening here. So you. No. No, so that's a problem. They, you know, most births are not planned. Even with people who, I guess, you would not be looking for assistance.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think most are planned.
I think some are, definitely.
Some are. I'm not saying it never happens, but I'm saying I don't think they're all planned.
No, there's a lot that are unplanned, but I don't know if that's the rule, if that's like the general consensus.
So you think there are more planned? So because today is the day that more babies will be conceived than any other day this year, you believe that tonight that's a plan, that people are actually saying, I'm going to conceive tonight?
No.
I bet more babies will be unintentionally conceived tonight than intentionally. Nobody's saying, hey, Valentine's Day 2020, let's get a baby. No, they're not saying that. I bet 90% of the people aren't saying that. But 90% of those people will tomorrow wake up with a little upset stomach, and then they'll have to go to the store. And then in November, here comes baby.
So maybe if they're conceived tonight, they're not planned, you think?
I'm sure they're not.
I'm sure there's some that are planned.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think it's like tonight's the night people are just like ready to have a baby.
Trying to have kids, and we all know the science behind it that tonight's the night, like you got to try.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but I'm saying that's 10%.
I mean, there's only a 72-hour window.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
A 72-hour window. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, that's difficult.
So why don't teach people that?
But how many windows are following on Valentine's Day? I mean, that would be awful weird timing.
Maybe.
All I know is if it's, I believe these will be unintentional because people do drink a lot of wine today.
I was saying maybe there's too many strawberry lemonades.
The magic is in the air.
Magic is in the air today. People listening right now at home, I guarantee, are saying, well, no, tonight's not going to be the night that's going to happen to me tomorrow morning.
I don't think it's that fast.
They'll be going to the pharmacy.
They're not
going to
know tomorrow morning.
You don't know the next day.
No, but it's pretty quick.
No, it's not.
It's like 4 weeks or something.
You don't know the next day.
No, not the next day. That's an overdramatization.
Okay.
But you know within a month.
Barely.
Sometimes.
Barely.
Sometimes.
You're talking to the girls who have had babies.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't know?
No.
How long did it take?
The first one I was like 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
I was probably like 6 to 8. And I was expecting to get pregnant. I was wanting to get pregnant. So
yours was planned.
Luke was 100% planned.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, see,
the little one was not planned. No.
So look at right here in the studio, and I feel this is a broad swipe. If we're going to do a survey, it's 50-50 right here. So what would make you think that most are planned? I don't think they are.
The last two were, yeah.
What was that?
They're okay.
It was like, against it. It wasn't like,
but not planned.
Let's schedule this in, but it wasn't.
Well, you know, like if you're okay with having a baby, you know that you're just not going to be on birth control or whatever is going to prevent from having that baby. So I think that's planning. I mean, especially if you're married.
Is that right? Planning?
I think so. If you're knowingly not taking something to prevent it or doing anything to prevent it, then you have to be aware that you're probably going to have a baby sometime in there.
Definitely.
Tell that to some high school kids.
That's unplanned.
Right.
High school. But if I'm saying if you're married and...
Tell that to some college kids.
Ugh.
Doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work. I'm sorry. I mean, I hate to break it to you. It just doesn't work that way for those people.
Those are the ones that are unplanned.
Which is the majority. There are more kids tonight in their 20s having babies than in their 30s.
Yeah, I agree, but I think the planned ones are for the older ones. Most older, like the 25 to 35 age range, are planned.
Yeah, I agree with that.
More likely.
Right, but that's not the majority of people getting pregnant.
Right.
Right. So, in our final few minutes here,
okay.
Valentine's Day. Is it a good day or a bad day, or is this just a whole commercial thing?
It's a good
day. Get some WWE tickets and head to an auction tonight and enjoy yourself.
I think it's a good day. It's a good day to be happy. Whenever it's some sort of little holiday, people be happy.
But if you don't get something, are you ticked?
No.
Some people are.
Some people are, but
it's really not about the things. Like I said, I would be happy just staying at home and having dinner and doing it that way. I don't think it's...
She's got quality time.
It's time.
Quality time.
It's time.
Love languages.
Quality time. Run that down. What are the love languages?
Oh my gosh. Positive affirmations, quality time, physical touch, gifts, and then acts of service.
There you go. And what's your love language?
I like quality time.
Mine would definitely be
quality time.
Like,
sure.
Hang out. I sit on the couch and watch TV and be happy. Board games. I like board games.
We love board games.
Chutes and ladders.
We're showing up at Scott's house with a board game.
Oh, boy.
We love board games.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
But no, I don't need gifts.
Better bring the lemonade and vodka for that one.
Don't you worry.
Ay-yay-yay. Well, it's been fun to have you both in here. And happy Valentine's Day to you both.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And remember, it is Paper Rings is the podcast. Go to YouTube and search it. The first one has had a lot of listens. You can listen to that. That is still there. There will be a second one up probably before the weekend is up, and you'll be able to listen to that. And that is well worth your time. Also, the other podcast I'm a part of, the BS Podcast, is also on YouTube. So you can check that one out. You won't want to miss that one for love nor money. Charlie Evers with a whole bunch of giveaways coming up right around the corner. And then Charlie and I will be together today at noon discussing Valentine's Day. And, we'll see if Charlie got his wife anything for Valentine's Day. Her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Jeannie. Well, I'm done for the day. No, I'm not. I'll be back at noon. Well, guess what? I'll see you at noon. Stay tuned.
The women's franchise, can we get the news? You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends, so it's wonderful. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.